Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib, Abib, Nisan, March, April, and keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah your God, because in the month of Abib, Nisan, March, April, the Lord Jehovah, your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. You shall therefore sacrifice the Passover to the Lord Jehovah your God, of the flock and the herd, in the place where the Lord Jehovah shall choose to place his name. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, even the bread of affliction, because you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with you in all your coast 7 days. Neither shall there any of the meat, which you sacrifice the first day at evening, remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you. But at the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at sundown, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose. And you shall return in the morning, and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the 7th day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall do no work in it. 7 weeks you shall count to yourself. Begin to number the 7 weeks from the time that you begin to put the sickle to the corn. And you shall keep the feast of weeks, Pentecost, to the Lord Jehovah your God, with a tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give to the Lord Jehovah your God, as the Lord Jehovah your God has blessed you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord Jehovah your God, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite who is within your gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are among you, in the place which the Lord Jehovah your God has chosen to place his name there. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall observe and do these laws. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, after you have gathered in your corn and your wine. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you, and your son, and your daughter, and your manservant, and your maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a solemn feast to the Lord Jehovah your God, in the place where the Lord Jehovah shall choose, because the Lord Jehovah your God shall bless you in all your increase, and in all the works of your hands. Therefore you shall surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord Jehovah your God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, and in the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord Jehovah empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord Jehovah your God which he has given you. You shall make for yourselves judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, throughout your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert judgment. You shall not show partiality, neither take a gift, because a gift blinds the eyes of the wise, and perverts the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just you shall follow, that you may live, and inherit the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you. You shall not plant for yourself a grove of any trees near to the altar of the Lord Jehovah your God, which you shall make for yourself. Neither shall you set up for yourself any image, which the Lord Jehovah your God hates,